Yeah, I definitely gained even more knowledge from the coaches and all the players there. And I definitely got better from it, and it was tough to get sent home, but I'm ready for the season, and I'm excited for it to start.
How does that affect your goals for this year?
You know, I just got to get better in all aspects of my game and improve throughout the year and take one step forward. And, you know, I just got to be ready for next year and moving on.
Kind of thought about maybe if the 20-year-old Wyatt Wiley, or soon-to-be 20-year-old Wyatt Wiley, could go back and have a chat with the 16-year-old Wyatt Wiley, what he would tell him.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely changed and improved a lot since I was 16, and you know, I'm just happy that I stuck to it and worked as hard as I did. You know, it never stops though, so I'm going to keep working hard and keep getting better and just go from there.
You had a few glimpses of this team when you first began training camp about, roughly 3.5 weeks ago, when getting back into it for at least a couple of days before this season gets going for opening night. What can that tell you right now as far as your feel of what this team appears versus, say, 1-2 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, training camp, everybody was just, flying around, and that's just how training camp goes here. You guys, it's just a scrimmage, and, you give it your best out there. And so for the guys to, I came back just now, and for me to see them, that they're all flying, and they all know the systems and everything. And it's pretty crazy that they know that fast, and they sucked it right up like sponges, so... yeah, it's exciting, and we have a good team this year, and I'm excited for the season to start.
What do you know right now about the D-Core on this group?
Yeah, we're a young D-Core, but we are very good. So I think, it's just the first couple games, the guys are going to have nerves, and, that's what I'm here for, to help them through it. I've been there before, so I know what it's about. And, I think once they settle in, we'll be on fire.
I was just going to say, remember back when you were in your first year with this team and, kind of understanding what guys like Olin Zellweger and Ty Gibson and more go through?
Yeah, I definitely know what they go through. And so, that's what I'm here for. I'm just going to make sure they're comfortable in playing and playing their best. And, it's not the end of the world if they have a bad shift. So they'll be fine. We're going to have a good season and a good group of guys back there.
What gets you ready and excited for opening night in downtown Everett?
Just the fans, and opening night's always exciting. The season's here, so we got to get going, and that's exciting. So I'm ready to go.
To face Tri-City, to face Victoria, they bring a certain brand of hockey. What can you do to prepare for that here for this weekend?
Yeah, you just got to be ready to go. You can't be standing still out there when the game starts. You got to be on your toes. And Tri-Cities and Victoria, both fast teams, so we got to be ready to go. And I think the team's ready to go, so we just got to be ready before the puck drops, and have a good game.
That's Wyatt Wiley, tonight's goal scorer. The Silver Tips up on Victoria 1-0 at the end of one period of play. We will come back in a bit. Keith Black has our out-of-town scoreboard check next, and this is Sound Transit Everett Silver Tips Hockey on KRKO. Everett's greatest hits, sports, and more.